Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and a host, and I mean a host of guests today as we have in.
I got to tell you, Dave, I love music people because music people, their brains are wired for music, math, and logic. And I mean, it's just the way it is. And because they're sharp mentally, they're also wildly funny.
Happy so Pi Day, everyone.
There you go. Right there. You and I are on the same wavelength. I whipped some pie stuff on Dave earlier today, fell flat. So God bless you.
Hopper, I blame you for this, Matt Hopper. Usually I have you and Doc Scarpetti, and he's here. Well, we're going to get to who's all here today, but here with Land of Legend, and you bring Billy.
Yeah.
I saw him walk in. I went, boy, Hopper's playing a trick on me today. I know he is. This is not April Fool's Day. What is going on here, Matt Hopper?
Well, you know, we let him out every once in a while.
Why don't you introduce everybody who's here, and then we'll get into what you guys are going to be doing.
Yeah. So I'm Matt Hopper. I'm co-director of the Land of Legend Barbershop Chorus. And with me today, I've got the other co-director, Billy Edwards.
Hello.
We've got our marketing designer, Mr. Paul Russell, and our chapter president, Mr. Pat Scarpetti.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Pat Scarpetti.
Yes. Now, Pat said he was outside practicing singing because we're going to have you guys.
You know, those doctors are always practicing.
Oh, no. There you go. Riley, yeah. There you go. He's all yours.
I love this human being so much.
He's all yours.
So much.
Well, that's one.
Yeah. You got that right. This thing is off
the
rails early.
It's number one.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for that. We'll get you back to the music next. Matt, a great year. Big year coming up for you folks. Maybe explain what's happening this year.
Yeah, the Land of Legend Barbershop Chorus is celebrating our 75th anniversary this year. We've been a part of the greater New York community now for 75 years as of May. And we're here today to promote our annual show coming up at the Midland Theater on May 3rd.
Mm-hmm. 75 years. I know Scarpetti's been around for all 75, but
you hurtful. So hurtful.
You guys were a little young. How did you get involved?
Billy and I actually got involved in high school when a quartet came to our choir class at Newark High to sing a couple songs and really introduced us to the hobby.
Mm-hmm. And was it, I don't want to say love at first sight, but did you know right then and there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were hooked.
Yeah.
It was pretty, if love at first sight was like a sound at first hear. I don't know. It was. It was pretty immediate for both of us.
He's already rubbing off on you. Edwards, I'm telling you, get him out of here. Billy,
we have rehearsals on Monday night. Come down 7 o'clock at Trinity Episcopal Church.
I don't think I can hang.
No, you got that nice bass voice. I know one when I see one.
Hold on a minute.
Hear it? Whatever.
Hold on a minute. I've had these guys in here for a number of years, long before you got here.
Uh-huh.
He's recruiting you. Uh-huh. Ain't nobody recruiting Donnie.
Oh,
no one has ever said, hey.
You've already been on our show. We've got you.
Well, I'm not singing. Thank God for that.
I know for a fact that Pat has recruited you every single time we've been in this studio.
Everyone he meets.
Wow, make me feel even better, Billy.
Hey, sometimes
you're
it works.
Special,
I guess
is what
not.
That says.
I guess not.
That's one of the great things about barbershop music. What we get to do is it is for everyone. Anyone who sings in the shower can sing in a group and have a lot of fun on the way.
Was it the same for you, though, back in high school?
Did
you
Absolutely. I've told this story. I was sitting in English class with my buddy Rusty, and he turns to me and said, hey, you know those old guys that come sing barbershop in choir class once a year to kind of demonstrate how the sound works? And I say, yeah. And he says, we could do that. I said, yeah. And we grabbed two other guys, and that's been 20 great years ago and
wow.
Been singing ever since.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, what was it that drew you to it, Billy? I mean, was it just...
It was a sound that I'd never heard before. I come in to the music building over at Newark High School, and I hear this sound in the choir room, and it's what makes barbershop unique is it's a cappella, so there's some different kinds of a cappella, but barbershop has real tight harmonies, and the melody isn't in the top voice. Sometimes in choirs, you hear like the sopranos singing the melody, but in barbershop, we have a harmony above the melody, and with the tight chords, and we just kind of lock and ring, we call it, and we'll demonstrate some of that for you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's a unique sound, and especially to hear it live.
Oh.
Does something to your brain.
Yeah. Well, what little we have. All right, 75 years. I mean, first off, kudos to whoever helped you put this together, your program.
That was all Pat.
It is absolutely wonderful. I had a chance to go through the history in here. As you were going through and you're looking back at this, Matt, I mean, were you even impressed with, you know, the folks that have been involved with this?
Oh, absolutely. And it's amazing, Dave, because we have a whole archive full of stuff in the basement of where we rehearse that we didn't even put a third of it into that book.
Yeah.
You know, there's newspaper clippings and old program covers and
pictures,
press releases, all this stuff, proclamations from the mayor and from city council and stuff like that, that, you know, we've got that all archived in the basement, and it's wild to look through, because as a born and raised member of this community, it's really cool to look back at some of the old stuff that's happened right in my backyard.
Mm-hmm. So now, is there any heredity involved in this? I mean, good voice breeds more good voice, or is it you just kind of pick from the community and whoever fits?
Well, we do have several folks that have been relatives that have sung within the chapter. We've actually got a guy that just started singing with us about a year ago. His dad had been singing with us for years, and he finally decided to give it a shot.
And his son,
and he brought his son too. But
Grandpa, dad, and nice,
very cool.
Yeah, we had all three of them at one of our Christmas sing-outs at one of the local nursing homes.
If they got to get one more generation in there, they could have their own barbershop, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on.
Have a brother, an uncle, whatever you got.
Yeah. Right on. That's cool.
One of our guests, mom's favorite.
I mean, it is cool though. Do you feel the weight of the history on you guys though? That you're like, we got to keep this thing going because people love. I know you're going to beat Kiwanis soon, and our group loves when you come out. I mean, do you feel the weight of that?
I guess I don't really think of it in that term. I do know that we are doing good work for our community, and Billy and I obviously want to continue that for as long as we can. And I look back on this 75 years of history, and I hope that I'm around to see at least 70 more.
As long as you don't bring Billy in here with you, I'm good with that. No problem.
I don't know if I'll make 70 more, but at least 50 more.
Well, we know
that'd
Scarpini
cool.
won't. Yeah. All right, let's get Pat and Paul, if you guys want to get arranged over here, because we're going to have you guys.
Oh, we got a changing of the guard happening here.
Paul, come around.
This is a first.
They're going to knock out a song or two for us.
Is that? Oh, okay. We got mic placement happening. Oh, the pitch pipe. Here comes the pitch pipe.
These guys know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, when the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nelly, don't you cry,
for we'll go
down Lover's Lane, we'll wander, sweethearts, you and I. Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, by and by. By and by. Yes, by and by.
Doesn't get any better than that.
You got that right. That
does not get any better
than
that.
That's not your first time through that song, is it?
We practiced in the parking lot.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and Land of Legend Barbershop Chorus. What a fun time we've been having here on this Friday morning. Sunny skies throughout the day, high near 78. But then, boy, it's going to take a turn for the worse this weekend as they're calling for some severe storms to roll through Friday night, this evening, into Saturday morning. I believe a wind advisory even goes up later in the morning on Saturday. So just keep that in mind if you have any plans this weekend. You're going to want to have plans later for the Land of Legends Barbershop Chorus's big concert. Again, throw out what time, where it's going to be taking place. And the Midland Theater is such a great place.
we're going to be presenting our annual show celebrating 75 years of harmony at the Midland Theater on Saturday, May 3rd, 2025 at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Can I just ask maybe the most basic question? Why is it called barbershop? I mean, did it start in a barbershop?
It actually did.
Okay.
So if you really trace the roots back, it goes back to the post-Civil War era out in the like the Great Plains territories of like Oklahoma, Kansas, out there. When those towns are starting to pop up, the barbershop was like the communal hub of the community.
Okay.
You go there to not only get your hair cut, but that was also where the pharmacy was. That was where the general store was.
And that's where you'd go to hear the talk of the town.
Yeah. And so... Wow.
Hold on, Matt. Let me make a note here. No more Billy Edwards. Okay, I got that.
I'm just trying to
get the call invited. No more Billy. Okay, I got
but
you.
I mean, but I mean, I guess I appreciate all that and understand all that, but how does the singing, I mean, where did the singing come
from? So the singing came from the African-American community that was harmonizing spiritual songs. And, you know, that's when you have that communal center in those little pop-up towns that now are bigger cities, you know, back then you didn't have like TV or radio or anything like that. So you kind of had to make your own entertainment.
Hmm.
But the origins of the art style can be traced back to the African-American communities in those towns.
Very cool.
Harmonizing spirituals at the barbershop.
Awesome.
So that's why they call it barbershop harmony.
I'll be darned. Mm-hmm. Did not know that.
Learned something new every day.
Every day.
And again, learned it from Matt, not from Billy. So I just want to make sure we make that.
The sound was later influenced by early jazz and also church music. And
all right. So as I look through here, I'm just looking at some of the different things. And you mentioned this, Matt, service to the community. It's not just about getting out and singing. You guys, you're really wanting to give back to this community. You talked about going to senior homes and those kind of things and performing. It is giving back to the community with these concerts and performances.
Yeah, absolutely. We do a lot of gratis performances throughout the year. We always like to support our friends at the Elks Lodge by providing music for their annual Flag Day ceremony every June. We sing for the Village of Granville for their annual Memorial Day observance out there at the the cemetery on Parnassus. We also like to go down and sing the national anthem for the Licking County Aging Partners for their Veterans Day lunch every November.
July 4th.
And yeah, any time that we're asked to sing the Star Spangled Banner somewhere, we'll do that for free.
Yeah.
So anybody listening out there that wants us to come and sing the Star Spangled Banner, that's on the house.
Yeah, I'm looking through the brilliant anniversary booklet there, and it seems like any of the caricatures, and I mean, through the years, a lot of different kind of backdrops and costuming and things like that. But I think when people think of a classic barbershop quartet, it's like that Shakey's Pizza look. You know, that kind of flat-brimmed hat with the arm garter and that kind of stuff.
And the striped shirt.
Any idea where that came from?
That's just a sign of the times, really, because when the art form got its revival, it started getting a revival in the late 30s.
Okay.
And so at that point, the guys that started the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America had been noticing that it wasn't as prevalent in the media as it had been when media was all vaudeville. So they wanted to kind of historically preserve that art form, which kind of came with the dressing in the early 1900s garb.
Makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
I'll ask a silly question. Women? Have women been a part of Land of Legend?
We do have some very active women family members in the chapter. We don't have any women in the ranks of our singers.
Okay.
But there is a
women's chorus here in town that we don't want to compete with per se. Mm-hmm.
Well, we partner with them. Excuse me. Got a face for radio. You've never heard that?
Never, not one time.
Not your face. No, we Crystal City's a great sister chorus in town, and sometimes, like at Canal Market, we sing together, and we a lot of friends there. Mm-hmm. They've been on our show, and we've supported them as well. They've got great quarter auction fundraisers. Look them up, Crystal City Chorus here in town.
We'll have to have them in sometime. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be a little bit nicer to us than somebody is. We'll have to check them out. Billy, how much fun have you had with this? I mean,
this is so much fun. Can you tell we're having fun? What's fun for me, and to speak, you mentioned the 75 years of history. We do have some members that have been with us many, many years, and including our favorite, Warren, has been with us since the 50s. Mm. And he's got some great stories. My favorite is how he first performed with the chorus. They were doing a fundraiser. They were one of the groups performing in a fundraiser for the 1959 flood we had here in town.
Yeah, yeah.
And so just lots of great stories over the years. And Warren is 100 now, and he's still one of our solid lead singers. And you get to hear him in a quartet on the show May 3rd.
Nice.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Hardest part, though, I mean, is it just getting into those practices? Now, I've been and watched you guys rehearse for last year's show, and I went, no, I mean, these guys are dead. I mean, they get into it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what I'm trying to get is, how hard is it to get that sound? I mean, just to hear. You're never going to hit the perfect sound, I'm sure, because no one's ever perfect. You're going to always strive for that. But, I mean, how hard is it to get these guys together like this?
There's a lot of motivation. It's I joke sometimes as a director, and this isn't unique to barbershop, because I've directed church choirs and such as well, but it's like herding cats, and then the music is secondary sometimes. but it's truly...
I'm looking at you, Scarpedi.
Yeah, you got it.
He's a character. I will at rehearsal Monday nights. Yeah. Come visit us. But no, it's so much fun, and everybody's so passionate, because we want to have fun. And when we have fun, the audience has fun, and everybody wins.
Yep, I was so honored you guys had me come out and MC the show last year. I just sat back and I watched the audience a lot of times, and they were just blown away. I mean, I'm assuming a lot of them go and they see you before, but it was just so much fun to sit back, listen, and just watch the reaction of the folks out in the stand. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I can't imagine what kind of rush that is. No one is paying to come see Riley and I sit and talk. They're coming to see you guys. That's got to be a rush.
Wait a minute. Give me my money back.
And if you've been to our shows in the past, we've really got some special treats for you this on our 75th anniversary. We've got the current district champs in the barbershop competitive circuit called Mom's Favorite. And it's really cool because it's a dad, his two kids, and a great friend of theirs as a quartet. You mentioned the family aspect.
Yeah.
And the daughter sings lead, so it is a mixed quartet. And then we're bringing in a kind of world-renowned, probably the most popular quartet on YouTube and Facebook, all the socials and videos, in the Newfangled Four that are current bronze medalists in the world.
Okay.
Probably the biggest quartet we've ever had on our... Yeah, they're coming over from California.
Wow. And, that's strong.
Yeah, the biggest name quartet we've ever had on the show. So we're.
I'll send you guys the bill.
I'm already here.
The Newfangled Four?
Yes, yes. Right.
Okay. I'm going to have to Google that.
Oh, yeah, look them up. Yeah.
They are busted gut funny.
Okay, well, if they're better than Edwards, I am. Yeah, it's going to get. I mean, now you talk about competitions. It, right here is a gold medal winner, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
right?
The Newfangled Four has beat me several times.
Oh, really? And you want them to come out here?
Yes, absolutely. They're
phenomenal.
What are
you going to do to them? Break their kneecaps? What are we talking about?
We'll probably play Mario Kart. Yeah.
But, I mean, the competition is serious.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys, is there... Do you take a certain section of Land of Legend and say, this is going to be our competition? How does that work?
No, the Land of Legend chorus hasn't competed since well before either of us was in the director spot. And the competition aspect of the hobby can get a little monotonous sometimes. And it always tends to kind of... happen at the same time that we do our show.
Okay.
So if we had to pick one or the other, I'd say we're going to keep focusing on our community engagement. But that's nothing against the contest at all.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun. It can breed some innovation and creativity. But it's just not something that our guys are interested in doing, and we're not going to push them to do that.
Sure, sure. I mean, I understand that. For some, it's just want to do it for the love of just doing it and getting in there and being with a favorite song.
Oh, right now, my favorite song that we're doing is the New Ashmolean Marching Society and Students Conservatory Band.
Sure, if you say so. Yeah. Is there an acronym for that?
Not yet.
What's great about this year's show is we went back through, we mentioned the show programs and all the archives we looked through, and we picked songs, you know, from different decades. It's like, oh, we haven't sung that in a while, or I've never sung that, but it's a good song.
Right. I mean, is it hard to kind of pare them down, though?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we had a list of 50.
Oh, yeah. We had a ton. And then it kind of just became more of what's easiest to adapt right now.
Sure. Well, and then you know, like I know, like for concerts, music, you know, instruments and that, there's arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
So is there arrangements for barbershop, and do you follow those, or do you innovate?
Yeah, we do have... we have arrangements. We use sheet music.
Okay.
Not all of our guys can read sheet music, though, so we do have a program in place to supply them with learning tracks where they can listen to their part being sung and sing along with the music.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the guys can at least, you know, follow if the note's going up or down, right? But not a lot of them quote-unquote read music, right?
Wow.
We're getting some hands showing on that.
I was going to say.
Calling themselves out.
Anybody can do this, though. Correct?
Oh, anybody
can
do it.
You and I have talked about some. Billy, I think you may have touched on this, too. You'd love to have folks come down. Do you turn anybody away?
No.
You'll put anybody out there.
If they'll take me, they'll take anybody.
God, do I believe that. I mean, do you turn? I mean, I don't know. You're kind of smiling, so I don't want to put you on the spot. But
no.
Has there been a time after practice you went, no?
No, that doesn't happen.
We have the opposite problem. There's guys we can't get rid of.
Scarpini. Well, I love when he's not on the air. I'm just taking all my shots at him. I just love this.
Don't give him a mic.
Okay, so practices are when and where?
Monday nights at Trinity Episcopal Church from 7 to 9.
And just come down?
Yeah.
If folks are just like going, hey, these guys sound crazy. I want to be a part of this.
We don't make anybody audition.
Well, yeah, there's no audition. No audition necessary. We have binders full of music. We'll stick you next to somebody on the same part that you feel like you want to sing. And you know, you just sing along.
Wow, that is fantastic. All right, now let's go back to the concert. Date, time, where, and ticket prices.
Yeah, so the show will be happening Saturday, May 3rd at the Midland Theater, 7 p.m. You can buy tickets either through the Midland box office or online at midlandtheater.org.
Mm-hmm.
And
see our poster around.
Yeah, if you see our poster anywhere around, there's a QR code on there that you can just snap a picture of, and it'll take you right to the ticket. We do have some tiered pricing in the seating this year, so if you want to get real close up front, it's the first eight rows is going to be about $45. The rest of the floor is $25, and then the balcony is all $15.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So,
and sponsorships too. If folks want to help with sponsorships, you got this beautiful booklet. I mean, but there's still
absolutely.
See, I'm not, if I let Scarpedi on here, he won't stop talking about sponsorships. So I'll let you.
Right.
That.
We did get several big sponsors for our show this year. Right now, we're focused more on ad sales for our program. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to advertise with us, you can find us on Facebook, Land of Legend Barbershop Chorus. I think it's facebook.com/LOL Newark, and just shoot us a message. Billy and I both have access to see the messages that come through there, so if you want to advertise in our program, just shoot us a message and we'll hook you up.
Very cool.
And check out our Facebook anyway at LOL Newark, because we're going to be posting some extra fun little videos and things leading up to the show to kind of promote it, so you kind of get a flavor of what we're going for and some of the history that we're celebrating this year.
Speaking of history, how did they land on Land of Legend 75 years ago? How did they come up with...
Well, Licking County is the Land of Legend.
Right. So, I mean, that was it, though? I mean, it was nothing else, too. It was just simple.
I actually don't know the origin of that, of why Licking County is the Land of Legend. But
that was it. Simply nothing else. They just went, hey, Land of Legend.
I think it has to do with some of our native history.
I would think.
Around.
I would
think. But as far as naming the chorus goes, it kind of... You'll see that across the society, mm-hmm. where there's a lot of choruses and chapters that are named by like the region, and even like the districts that they divide the society up into are a lot named by region.
Gotcha.
The one that we're in right now, which encompasses all of Ohio and pretty much everything west of the Appalachians in Pennsylvania and West Virginia, is the Johnny Appleseed District.
Okay.
Right.
Get that. I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Scarpedi, get over here a second so they can hear you on the microphone.
Oh, my goodness.
He stood up, so I knew that had to be important.
You didn't really think we were going to get out of here without letting him talk.
Get close to that microphone.
We're also with the Licking County Chamber of Commerce, too. So we're on their website if you want to contact us and you're part of the chamber. They know how to get a hold of us.
He just couldn't go the whole time.
I know.
I mean,
he kept it to 30 seconds.
I see him over there sweating.
Well, as soon as I said, you know, Paul has been sitting here quietly, just kind of giving some pointers. Scarpini's over there throwing his hands up and jumping up. I'm like, I better put
Ladies
him
and
on
gentlemen,
here.
Paul Russell.
Paul, how long you been in, real quick?
Oh, I started singing in a quartet in college, and it just stuck with me.
Uh-huh.
I sang bass for many years, but they make me sing tenor now.
You gotta stretch yourself artistically, right?
I heard him singing tenor one night after rehearsal, and I said, nope, you gotta do that now.
I get it.
We need a bassist, because he's out. You enjoy this, though? I mean, especially with these younger guys.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to see young guys get involved in this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we mentioned this earlier, but Paul is our marketing guy, the marketing design guy. So he does all of the graphic art for all of the posters and like this book.
This book is beautiful. These be on sale, I assume, at the concert? Yeah.
We'll have a sign up, and then we'll do a printing after the show. But no, Paul designs all our sets. I mean, just a wonderful artist.
And he's got a fabulous set for this show, too.
God, it'll be a lot of fun. Look, he's already smiling. He's already smiling. I can't wait to check it out. Again, time and date?
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m., Midland Theater.
All right, guys, let's have you take us out with whatever. Whatever you want to say.
Take us out with ever. How about a soft shoe?
It's that new Ashmolean.
Yeah, as long as we're not doing that thing.
We don't have enough time left to say the title of that again.
But real quick, Land of Legend Barbershop Course, thank you so much. Pat, Matt, Paul, Billy, it's been a pleasure.
Thank
you guys are fantastic.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
It's the new Ashmolean Marching Society and Students Conservatory Band. Pittsburgh Students Conservatory Band. Hey!
There you go.
Doesn't
get any better than that. Check them out. Land of Legend Barbershop Course.